Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
These verses from the Word of God. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us." And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he has done evil to this people, neither have thou at all." Father, today help us to know you are in charge. We trust you and we are awaiting, walking in our destiny. To this end we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I would the Love Fellowship Believer would sit down at the moment and then stand up in this order. Love Fellowship Believer. Love Fellowship Believer. If you have been here for a year or less, Love Fellowship Believer, would you stand? If you've been here for 2 years, would you stand? Love Fellowship Believers. If you've been here for 3 years, would you stand? If you've been here for 4 years, would you stand? If you've been here for 5 years, would you stand? If you've been here for 6 years, would you stand? If you've been here all 8 years, would you stand along with the shepherd and his wife, the first lady? 8 years, 96 months, 416 weeks, 2,922 days. Faith, would you join in with me as we sing happy anniversary to Love Fellowship Believer and Pastor and First Lady Will. Happy anniversary, because God has blessed you another year. Happy anniversary, you got it. I said happy anniversary, Love Fellowship Believer. Happy anniversary, Pastor First Lady Will. God has blessed you another year. Happy anniversary to you. God bless you. Amen. For such an hour as this, the Lord has laid on my heart to preach from this sermon text today. The cost of leading. The cost of leading. Amen. 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 3 points and I'll be out your way. Look at verse 23. The Bible says, "For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he have done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all." The cost of leading. The first point is, remember the whole counsel of God. The cost of leading. You must remember the whole counsel of God. Often we become selective in recalling our conversation with the Lord, especially when we tend to focus or highlight only on the end product and we began to minimize the details that it takes from God to take us from here to there. Now that Pharaoh has taken away the straw and told them, you will not fail in meeting the number of making the bricks. Now that the Egyptian taskmasters are beating the tribal leaders because the numbers have diminished in production. Now that the leaders have cornered Moses and Aaron after leaving the presence of Pharaoh, they make it crystal clear, we don't like what's happening. What am I trying to say? Moses temporarily has amnesia in relation to the whole conversation he had with God. The cost of leading. When morale is low and pity parties are plentiful, leaders need to remember the whole counsel of God. When funds are low and the bills are steady, when harmony is disrupted and there's nothing but inward bickering among membership, when growth is stagnant and yet the workload keeps piling up, when the mindset of folk shift from conviction to compromise, when the majority are distracted and discouraged, leaders must remember the whole counsel of God. What am I trying to tell somebody today? The cause of leading, when the chips are down, when everything's good, when everybody's behind you, when everybody's cheering you, it's easy to lead. But what happens when there's disruption? What happens when the spirit of the folk is low? You got to remember the whole counsel of God. How many know he didn't bring you this far just to leave you? Good listening is like tuning in a radio station. For good results, you can listen to only one station at a time. Trying to listen to your wife while looking over office reports is like receiving two radio stations at the same time. You end up with distortion and frustration. Listening requires a choice of where you place your attention. To tune into your partner, that means you must choose to put away anything that divides your attention. That might mean you have to lay down a newspaper, move away from the dishes in the sink, put down a book, stop reading, set aside your projects. And all I'm trying to remind you is the cost of leading is you got to spend time listening to God. In spite of what you see, regardless of how you feel, you got to remind the people of God, we can, we must, we shall survive. Because God said, greater is yet to come. God said, we haven't arrived yet. God said, there's more work. God said, beyond here. And all you got to do is remember the whole counsel of God. Just keep living. You'll find out everything won't go your way. But what keeps you going? What makes you stay in there? Because you remember the whole counsel of God. The cost of leading. Secondly, the second C. Verse 22, verse A, B, and C. The Bible says, and Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? There it is. You do well to remember the whole counsel of God, the first C. Secondly, you've got to be courageous to stay the course. You got to be courageous to stay the course. In other words, don't turn around. Don't alter your GPS coordinates. Quit trying to second guess what God is doing. Don't allow doubt to move you out of your obedience to what God will have you do. What am I saying is stop entertaining negative thoughts. Thoughts about resigning. Thoughts about retreating. In other words, be courageous enough to stay the course. What am I trying to tell somebody? Have you forgotten anything worth having?
is worth fighting for? Have you forgot that life is full of setbacks? Therefore, leaders must have thick skins. God doesn't call weak need, chilly back, afraid folk. God wants somebody that's got some courage, that's courageous enough that when folk don't have nothing good to say, you can still smile. When folk walk by and act like you're invisible, you can hold your head up. When things get tough, you got enough in you to ride out the storm and stay your course. God is able to carry us through. And God will have people to know as long as he's on the ship. Your ship may rock. It may go side to side. But you can't capsize. You gotta be courageous and stay the course. Let me put it like this. That was an experiment conducted by a Sunday school teacher. That had 10 students, and all 10 were shown three lines of various length. The students were told to raise their hand when the instructor pointed to the longest line. But 9 of the students had been instructed beforehand to raise their hand when the instructor pointed to the second longest line, so that only one student was the true stooge. The usual reaction of the stooge was to put his hand up, look around, see ain't nobody else hand up, slowly put their hand down. What am I trying to tell you today? You can't be a leader for God wondering who else hand is up. If you're going to lead for God, you got to be courageous. You got to stand when everybody else sit down. You got to go when everybody else stay home. You got to go when others don't want to. When others stop, you got to keep on. Stay on course, because you know. That the story don't end like this. Oh, I wish I had somebody that done read the last book that already know how the story end. I'm a more than a conqueror. I'm victorious. I wear a crown. I'm gonna be with the Lord forever. And so I can ride out the storm. The cost of leading. Oh, that we might remember all that God said. We act like God didn't tell us folk won't like you. He told you that too. But you know, all we cared about was the glamour. When God said, wait a minute, you got to walk behind the curtain. The curtain going to close after a while. And when the curtain closed, y'all ain't saying that. There's a lot of stuff going behind the curtain that you don't see when the curtain opened. And when God called you out, he called you out and he told you all of what would happen. And we got to remember the cost of leading. We do well to replay the whole conversation. We do well to be courageous enough to stay the course. And lastly, I know somebody glad I said lastly. Verse 22d. The Bible says, why is it that thou hast sent me? The cost of leadership. Leaders pay an awesome cost. When they call themselves doing what God say do, yet the people are in disarray. All right. Leaders pay an awesome cost when it looked like others who said they would began to bail out, and yet they must stay the course. So that leads me to the last C. The first C is the whole counsel of God. The second C is courageous to stay the course. And the last C is remain committed to your calling. Remain committed to your calling. Listen to what Moses said when the chips are down. I wish I had some real honest leaders in this place. See, it's easy to talk about, I'm going to serve him with all my might when the sun is shining. But when the clouds, the dark clouds, hanging over your life. When it's raining, cats and dogs can't even see. The window is foggy. I wonder, have you told yourself, I'm going to remain committed to my calling? What are you talking about, preacher? Listen to the question. Why is it that thou hast sent me? What am I trying to tell you? Sometimes leaders wish they could trade places with you. They wish they had your job description. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. When you do what you're supposed to do, but it look like bad things come from the decisions that you make, you often wish somebody else was in your position. I ain't talking to real people. When followers are so discouraged that they began to bash the leader often occupies the thought within himself, I wonder if we could trade places. As much as you would like to let somebody else take the hits, as much as you would like for somebody else to feel the heat in the kitchen, God has assigned you this leadership role. And for such a time as this, you got to stay in your place. You got to make up in your mind, I'm going to remain committed to where God has placed me. I wish I could just be a Sunday school teacher. I wish I could just sing on the choir. I wish I could just usher on the usher ministry. I wish I could just play the drums. I wish I could sit in the pew. But God has called you and placed you exactly where he wants you. And you got to stay where God places you. All right, I'm going to close like this. A missionary society wrote to the renowned missionary David Livingstone. And they asked him, have you found a good road to where you are? If so, we want to know how to send other men to join you on the mission field. Livingstone wrote back, and these are the words he said. If you have men who will come only if they know that there's a good road, I don't want them. I want men who will come if there's no road at all. And I want to commend Love Fellowship Believer these 8 years, staying the course, holding on, following the leadership, doing that which God will have you to do. Understand that to have the leaders that you have, they have to go through a course. This is a time of celebration, but we're celebrating because they remember the whole counsel of God. We're celebrating because they are courageous enough to stay the course. We're celebrating because they remain committed to their calling. I don't know how many churches you've been in, but there's a whole lot of folk that's not where they used to be. There's a lot of has-beens. There's a lot of once was. And we're celebrating today because they still standing. Love Fellowship is still standing. And you're standing because you know who called you. The cost of leading. Everybody want a title. But do you know the price of the title? Oh, it sounds so good. Reverend so-and-so, First Lady. Oh, that sounds so good, but you just don't know what First Ladies go through. You are absolutely clueless till you become one. I got at least 3 First Ladies in here. And if I don't get nobody else, I got 3 amens. Oh, they make it look good. They make it look easy. But it ain't as easy as it look. There's a cost to leading. Love Fellowship, as you go through this year, just remember the whole counsel of God. When the chips are down, when you've done what God told you to do, I hope saved folk do know you can be saved and have trouble. Everything ain't the devil. Some stuff is just the will of God. And sometimes he's just testing us to see if we mean what we said. Remember the whole counsel of God. Be courageous enough to stay your course. There's always somebody that say stuff like this. If I was you. I don't know whether I would keep on doing that. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But you got to stay your course. That's the reason why everybody can't lead. Because most folk gonna be like that person who raised their hand, who they know they got the right answer. But when they see they ain't got no backup. God bless you, Love Fellowship. This is a message of rejoicing. It's a message of rejoicing because you have leadership, the pastor and the deacons and leaders here in ministries that understand the cost of leading. And we celebrate with you for persevering that which God would have for you. It's time for a personal decision. This personal decision is in line exactly with this message. I ask that all the leaders, whatever church you're a part of, if every leader would make their way up to the front, just want to pray a special prayer, just if you are an auxiliary president.